So, we now have two reports on intelligence in two allied countries who pursued the same policy in Iraq. How similar and how different are the Butler report and last week's Senate Intelligence Committee report? Well, joining us to address that question is Walter Pincus, who writes about national security for The Washington Post. Welcome once again.
Good to be here, Bob.
As we've heard, Lord Butler did acknowledge that his report was less critical of British intelligence than the Senate report was. Beyond that statement, but what strikes you as different about these two appraisals of intelligence services?
Well, first of all, the British report is, I hate to say it, much better written and much more precise, whereas the American report is quite rambling. But what the Butler report did in its opening was to pick out four other cases of weapons of mass destruction intelligence. In the case of Libya, in the case of North Korea, in the case of Aku Khan, the Pakistani scientist who was selling nuclear equipment, and in the case of Iran. And in those cases, he pointed out that they were successes, whereas you had a series of failures in the case of Iraq. And I think that tempered his view overall. But having said that, he was critical in some of the same areas. In the U.S. case, CIA had to admit it had no agents on the ground. The British talked about having four main agents and some sub-agents. The problem was two of their main agents and several of their sub-agents turned out to be unreliable.
Mm-hmm. That obviously is a difference. The British seemingly had more to work with, but that's no guarantee that quantity is going to produce quality information.
That's true. And in one case, we were using the same agent, but he was handled by the Germans, the so-called curveball in the American vernacular, the agent who began in 2000 to give both countries information about Saddam Hussein's alleged biological program, and particularly his mobile biological weapons production facility. And in both cases, we found out that he was unreliable. The British seem to have gotten more information and made their decision about his unreliability quicker than we did.
Can we read both the Butler report and the Senate Intelligence Committee report as essentially successes for those defectors who wanted to get the U.S., Britain, and as many other countries as they possibly could to go to war in Iraq?
They were successful to a degree that people wanted to believe them. There were always doubters. But also what's interesting about the British report that isn't comparable to the American report or at least to the American public view, and that is that the Butler report came to the conclusion that just prior to the war, Prime Minister Blair admitted that there was no new intelligence developed in the previous year or so, but rather the ongoing intelligence had to be looked at in the context of 9/11, and therefore he was prepared to take some kinds of action. In the American case, we kept saying new intelligence developed, new things learned. And one of the new things that sparked the American interest was the famous aluminum tubes, which were discovered in mid-2002 and led Vice President Cheney and others in the White House to talk about Iraq rushing to produce a nuclear weapon and the smoking gun could be a nuclear mushroom cloud. The British always had doubts about the aluminum tubes and, in fact, were very strong in knocking it down again, while the CIA at the same time was holding on to the possibility the tubes were for use in enriching uranium for a bomb.
Walter Pincus of The Washington Post, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob.